Corey Asbury and Franny Ray, Only Jesus for My Pain. Good morning and happy Tuesday, Kaylin and Fred with you at 7:03.
10-time Grammy nominated Torrin Wells is coming to the Polo Center in New York on Sunday, November 23rd. You can listen on Winning Wednesday for chances to win a pair of passes to see this concert. Get the details of the contest blog at WJTL.com.
Our very special guest today, Johnny Russell, is the director of musical theater at Lancaster Bible College. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Fred. Thanks for having me.
I have to tell you, when Kaylin found out you were going to be here on the same day she was going to be here, she was so excited. You guys know each other from Sight and Sound Conservatory, right?
Yes, we do. And I may or may not have jumped up and down in the parking lot.
Literally, both of us jumping up and down, clapping.
Like. They were jumping up and down, hugging, and then Kaylin forgot her key, so they were locked outside.
I had to hug his neck so fast. I was like, I got to get out of this building.
Johnny, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Hi to my wife, Darcy, my kiddos, Amara and Silas.
Great. And so you are the musical theater director at LBC. Tell us about musical theater at Lancaster Bible College.
Yeah, so we have a BFA program. So it's a professional preparatory program. And they have classes in dance, music, singing, acting, really preparing them to be pros once they leave LBC.
And where have some of the graduates gone? What do they go on to do after that?
Yes, we have several at Sight and Sound. We have some off-Broadway right now. We have one on a national tour. They've gone on to do cruises. We have one in Chicago working with several of the top companies there. So they've really kind of gone over the place, all over the world, and spread their talents.
That's really awesome. Yeah. And you guys are doing Seussical the Musical.
Seussical the Musical, yes, coming up this weekend. It's a fantastic show. We're super excited for everyone to come see it.
What is it about the show that you love?
So one of the things I love is it's so colorful, and it's just a lot of fun. We've had the last couple nights, some of our production team have brought their little kiddos to see it, and it's just as much fun to watch them watch the show
right.
As it is to see the show all come together.
And how many people are involved in making the production happen?
That's a great question. We've got about 25 in the cast, plus a production team of about seven, and a crew roughly of about 10. So you do the math. I'm not sure how many that is.
I know. It's
like 40.
Yeah. Like 40-ish.
40-ish, yeah, give or take.
And as the director, like, what do you love about the show? What is there a certain part that you love? Or?
So Steph Morales is directing the show, and she's also choreographing the show. I get the opportunity to support her as producer. And it really is getting to see the world of Dr. Seuss come to life on stage, where, you know, imagination has no limits, kindness matters. You know, there are characters who have the courage to stand up for what's right. And really, getting to see that a person, no matter how small, mm-hmm. has a voice worth hearing. See what I did there, Kaylin?
Mm-hmm, I loved it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So it's happening this weekend.
Happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And where can people get tickets?
Sure, great. Yeah, go to lbc.com/events to get your tickets.
Very good. We're going to talk more with Johnny coming up about Seussical, the musical. In the meantime, is it lbc.com or lbc.edu?
Thank you. lbc.edu /events.
Go to lbc.edu/events. You'll see all the info for this weekend and Seussical, the musical. Get your tickets, and we'll talk more with Johnny on the way. Christy Knuckles, Big Daddy Weave, more music too.